Although unannounced, there are three political parties in the United States: Democrats, Republicans, and Virtucrats. The latter is bipartisan and includes independents and many political agnostics. What it doesn't include are skeptics. The Virtucrats are true believers, sure that what they are doing and marching for is right. Recently, 400,000 of them paraded through the streets of New York on behalf of global warming, saving the earth, climate control, or all of the above. They believe that the science behind global warming is settled, hence there is nothing to debate. What they are unwilling to consider is that the science to which they refer is anything but settled. If you think about it, doubt should emerge. Discerning a pattern from the past does not constitute knowledge of the future, especially if you are dealing with a variety of unpredictable and idiosyncratic events. Man-made carbon factors represent one variable in a complex equation that includes natural conditions such as volcanic eruptions and sunspot theory. Therefore, a straight-line extrapolation from point A in the past to point B in the future is mere guesswork. Surely there are sophisticated records of temperatures around the world, but the recording of global temperatures over time is no different from evaluating the purchasing power of the dollar over time. What you cannot predict are the imponderables associated with human behavior. That in no small part explains why models designed as predictors are flawed. One might assume that the Leonardo DiCaprios of the world would exercise caution in their claims, even open-minded skepticism. But such a stance would diminish their zealotry, and zealotry is a reason for demonstrating. A Virtucrat must be sure. He must feel good about himself for standing up against the skeptics and those who just don't get it. They know for sure that greedy capitalists behind the plot to promote fossil fuels, which ultimately pollute the atmosphere and promote global warming. Now, the capitalism which they abhor not only has produced an unprecedented standard of living that many in the world would like to emulate, it also has produced the leisure time for the demonstrations they engage in. Were it not for this dirty capitalism, Mr. DiCaprio certainly could not afford a $35 million apartment in Lower Manhattan. Of course, there's another obvious point overlooked by the Virtucrats. The two most populous nations on the globe, India and China, do not have any interest in pursuing fossil fuel reduction. It might well be asked if the Virtucrats, why aren't they marching on the streets of Beijing? After all, the Chinese are the world's worst offenders of environmental impropriety. It might also be asked why they aren't marching in Bismarck, North Dakota, where an oil boom has produced a bonanza of wealth for local residents. The Virtucrats are sure they get it, when in fact they don't. They are not scientific, they are not thoughtful, and they are not tolerant. Why then do we tolerate them? The answer lies in the psychological condition of standing by a cause that is beneficial to mankind. When you march with celebrities, you are putting yourself on the line, challenging the system. It feels good. Unfortunately, feel-good propositions rarely translate into sound policy. H.L. Mencken once said, every complex idea has a simple solution, which is usually wrong. Alas, the Virtucrats have it wrong, even if the cause makes them feel superior to everyone else.